Hey there, friends. Welcome to the New Testament in the Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and I get to read scripture with you today and continue our journey in the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be in chapter 2 today. So grab your Bible if you can and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. So Matthew chapter 2, here we are on day 70 of our scripture readings together for this year. And for this 70th day, we get to see the birth of Jesus just happen. And some of the events that immediately took place thereafter. And so Matthew 2 is a follow-up of Matthew 1. And in Matthew 1, chapter 1, we were introduced to that genealogy of Jesus that shows how Jesus descended from Abraham and King David and fulfilled the prophecies and established his royal lineage. And then it talked about the birth of Jesus and focused on the perspective of Joseph. As we discussed in our last episode, Joseph, who was engaged to Mary, discovers she's pregnant by the Holy Spirit. He just wants to end their engagement and just be done with it. And then is visited by an angel in a dream. And he was reassured that he should marry Mary. And told Joseph that this child that she's bearing is the promised Messiah. And he was obedient. That chapter set the stage for us for Jesus' miraculous birth and ultimately emphasized the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies as Jesus being the Messiah. And now that we turn our attention to chapter 2, this chapter now covers some of the earliest events of Jesus' life. We're going to see the visit of the Magi, the family's flight to Egypt, and King Herod as he massacres the infants in Bethlehem. So here are the three big rocks that I want us to peel, keep our eyes and ears peeled for as we read the scripture together, as we always like to do. The first big look for as we begin to read our scripture today is this visit of the Magi. And, you know, we see that through the stories of the Christmas stories and Nativity. But what I want us to look for is the Magi's recognition of Jesus as King. It shows that Jesus' significance was acknowledged even beyond the Jewish community. The Magi. Look at the symbolic gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. They all have prophetic significance about his kingship, his divine nature, and his suffering. And then watch how Herod tries to deceive the Magi. And really, it gives us clear indication that Jesus, the threat that he posed to these worldly powers, even as a newborn, it was clear that Jesus came. And worldly powers were threatened. The next big look for is the flight to Egypt, the fulfillment of prophecy that Matthew notes fulfills Hosea's prophecy, "Out of Egypt I called my son." We're going to see that in scripture today. But also, God, he took care of Joseph by warning Joseph, took care of his family. God's protection was clear over Joseph and Mary and Jesus in Jesus' early life. And then finally, the massacre that King Herod ordered out of his rage. Look at the historical context of Herod's rule. Herod was known for this ruthless just personality, and he was paranoid, so paranoid about losing power. We'll see the fulfillment of this Jeremiah's prophecy as we read today, that this extra layer of this depth of fulfillment of prophecy in this narrative that we read today. And then just how evil, mercy, how evil, how deep that evil was that opposed Jesus's mission from the very beginning. There was a spiritual battle that was happening, and it was evident, and the devil's trying to work through all these worldly powers, the most powerful forces in the land at the time, to get rid of this Jesus. But God's divine protection always wins out. So let's read that today. We'll start in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1, and we'll go all the way down to verse number 23. Here we go together. Let's start as we read about the wise men, those magi. Okay, verse 1, chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star at its rising and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was deeply disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So he assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people and asked them where the Messiah would be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they told him, "because this is what was written by the prophet." And then they read to him from Micah 5:2, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, because out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Verse 7. Then Herod secretly summoned the wise men, the magi, and asked them the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you find him, report back to me so that I too can go and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way. And there it was, the star they had seen at its rising. It led them until it came and stopped above the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And falling to their knees, they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their own country by another route. After they were gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Get up! Take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and escaped to Egypt. He stayed there until Herod's death, so that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled: "Out of Egypt I called my son." Verse 16. Then Herod, when he realized that he had been outwitted by the wise men, he flew into a rage. He gave orders to massacre all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, in keeping with the time he had learned from the wise men. Then what was spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be consoled because they are no more. That was Jeremiah 31:15. Now verse 19 of Matthew 2. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, because those who intended to kill the child are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother and entered the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And, being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the region of Galilee. Then he went and settled in a town called Nazareth to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. And that is the reading of Matthew chapter 2. Let's take a moment to reflect on what we just read from Matthew 2 and unpack it a bit, see what God has in store for us today for applying to our lives. So, as we reflect on what we just read, here are three big takeaways from our reading. You know, I think the first thing that we can pull from this is God's sovereignty, his great control in fulfilling prophecy. As we talked about in the previous episode, God's hand is just absolutely evident throughout history. He guides events to fulfill his promises. If we sit back and look at the big picture, it is just awe-inspiring. Just as he orchestrated Jesus' early life to fulfill specific prophecies, as we saw in what we read today, those are amazing. All those fulfillments, wow. Well, take that all and realize that he is actively working in your life, my life, our lives today. God's in control. No matter what you're going through, the difficulties you find and the unsurety and the just the next steps of what life is going to be, any uncertainty that you have, remember God's faithfulness to his promises and remember his power, that amazing power that he has to just perfectly orchestrate events for your good. God works all things out for the good of those who love him and honor and obey him, and this is where we need to step back and see it completely being fulfilled throughout history. And the good news is he is sovereign over our lives just as he has been throughout all of history. God is sovereign. Second big takeaway is this continued obedience. Joseph is an obedient man. His obedience to divine warnings saved Jesus's life. I mean, evil was lurking and looking to destroy Jesus, and this just shows how important it is of being obedient to God's plan. And so if we can be listeners of his word, but more importantly, if we can just work on this life of prayer, connecting to God, connecting to the Spirit's guidance within us, like Joseph, our obedience can have just huge impacts on our life, not only our lives, but all the lives of the others around you. Work on that. That's something we all can do better, always. We all can grow and improve the listening to the Spirit's working within us. Work on that sensitivity to hear the Spirit direct us. And then finally, our final takeaway today is just this the light in the darkness. And I say that because I want us to remember Herod's attempts to put out that light of the world. Herod was this paranoid man that just was absolutely ruthless and let evil control him so that he could maintain his reign of power. He was willing to kill the Son of God. He attempted to do that, destroy his life and mission, but it continued. And this reminds us that light will defeat darkness through God. So be encouraged that no matter the darkness that you face, no matter the difficulties you're going through right now, the tragedy, the hurt, the pain, the difficulties you have faced, the sorrow you feel for yourself or others in your families that are lost, any darkness that continues to lurk over your life, remember that the light of Jesus cannot be overcome. Even by the greatest powers in this world, there's nothing that can extinguish the light of Jesus. And so I encourage you to carry this light of Jesus in your own life. Offer hope to others. Let Jesus' light shine through you and show love to all those around you. I love that. And I think there's so much power and so much truth in that if we are obedient and we let that light shine, because we know victory is ours through an amazing sovereign God. Awesome. Thanks for listening today. Looking forward to Matthew chapter 3, and we'll be introduced to John the Baptist. There we go. In the next chapter, Jesus begins his public ministry, and we'll see John the Baptist doing some powerful preaching there too. So this will set the stage for Jesus's radical teachings that we get to see, and chapter 3 of Matthew is good stuff. So looking forward to the next episode already. At any rate, thank you for joining me today. May you be blessed. May your family be blessed. May you strive to let that light shine that will never be defeated by the darkness, to be a blessing to all those around you. Have a great day.